Section 6, The Public Effort.
A present truth message, subheading, Reaching Large Congregations. We should make efforts to call together large congregations to hear the words of the gospel minister. And those who preach the word of the Lord should speak the truth. They should bring the hearers, as it were, to the foot of Sinai, to listen to the words spoken by God amid scenes of awful grandeur. Letter 187, 1903. Subheading, Give the Trumpet a Certain Sound. Those who present the truth are to enter into no controversy. They are to preach the gospel with such faith and earnestness that an interest will be awakened. By the words they speak, the prayers they offer, the influence they exert, they are to sow seeds that will bear fruit to the glory of God. There is to be no wavering. The trumpet is to give a certain sound. The attention of the people is to be called to the third angel's message. Let not God's servants act like men walking in their sleep, but like men preparing for the coming of Christ. Review and Herald, March 2, 1905. Subheading, Proclaiming of Truth, Our Work. In a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as watchmen and light-bearers. To them has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. They have been given a work of the most solemn import, the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages. There is no other work of so great importance. They are to allow nothing else to absorb their attention. The most solemn truths ever entrusted to mortals have been given us to proclaim to the world. The proclamation of these truths is to be our work. The world is to be warned, and God's people are to be true to the trust committed to them. Shall we wait until God's judgments fall upon the transgressor before we tell him how to avoid them? Where is our faith in the word of God? Must we see things foretold come to pass before we will believe what he has said? In clear, distinct rays, light has come to us, showing us that the great day of the Lord is near at hand, even at the door. Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 19, 20, 1909. Subheading, Not to Miss the Mark. There must be no time uselessly employed in this great work. We must not miss the mark. Time is too short for us to undertake to reveal all that might be opened up to view. Eternity will be required that we may know all the length and breadth, the height and depth of the Scriptures. To the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos were revealed the things that God desired him to give to the people. Study these revelations. Here are themes worthy of our contemplation, large and comprehensive lessons which all the angelic hosts now seeking to communicate. Behold the life and character of Christ and study his mediatorial work. Here are infinite wisdom, infinite love, infinite justice, infinite mercy. Here are depths and heights, lengths and breadths for our consideration. Numberless pens have been employed in presenting to the world the life, the character, and the mediatorial work of Christ. Yet every mind through whom the Holy Spirit has worked has presented these themes in a light that is fresh and new according to the mind and spirit of the human agent. We want the truth as it is in Jesus, but we desire to make the people understand what Christ is to them and what the responsibilities are that are called upon to accept in him. As his representatives and witness, we need to come to a full understanding of the saving truths attained by an experimental knowledge. Review and Herald, April 4, 1899. Subheading, Emphasize Special Truths. We are under obligation to declare faithfully the whole counsel of God. We are not to make less prominent the special truths that have separated us from the world and made us what we are, for they are fraught with eternal interest. God has given us light in regard to the things that are now taking place in the last remnant of time, and with pen and voice we are to proclaim the truth to the world, not in a tame, spiritless way, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power of God. Testimonies to Ministers, page 470, 1890. Subheading, A Seventh-day Adventist Message. At this time, when we are so near the end, Shall we become so like the world in practice that men may look in vain to find God's denominated people? Shall any man sell our peculiar characteristics as God's chosen people for any advantage the world has to give? Shall the favor of those who transgress the law of God be looked upon as of great value? Shall those whom the Lord has named as people suppose that there is any power higher than the great I Am? Shall we endeavor to blot out the distinguishing points of faith that have made us Seventh-day Adventists? Our only safety is in standing constantly in the light of God's countenance. Manuscript 84, 1905. Subheading, A Cheerful Present Truth Message. Now, just now, we are to proclaim present truth with assurance and with power. Do not strike one dolorous note. Do not sing funeral hymns. Letter 311, 1905. Subheading, Convinced by the Weight of Evidence. God is presenting to the minds of men divinely appointed precious gems of truth, appropriate for our time. God has rescued these truths from the companionship of error and has placed them in their proper framework. When these truths are given their rightful position in God's great plan, when they are presented intelligently and earnestly and with reverential awe by the Lord's servants, many will conscientiously believe because of the weight of evidence without waiting for every supposed difficulty which may suggest itself to their minds to be removed. Manuscript 8A, 1888.